everybody's still smiling because DeAndre Hopkins was in the studio, and he was awesome.
He was great. He had a lot of fun with that. I think he's a little horrified at what fans might do to give him a hug.
And some of those questions.
Yeah, he'll recover.
Yeah. And he was able to hold the Astrodome in his hand.
It's amazing.
Large hands. You can catch the Astrodome.
Yeah, people have no idea how big his hands really are until you see the Eiffel Tower in it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all good stuff. Okay, now, post-holidays, what do people need to do, DB?
They need to work out.
They do.
And, you know, Fitz Tips always delivers, and this week he's going to talk about deadlifts. Take a look.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
We're going to demonstrate the deadlift. Deadlift's a great exercise and really misunderstood. It's a great lower body strengthener, but it has to be done correctly. Like any other exercise, if you do it wrong, you could get hurt. So we're going to start off with a kettlebell sumo deadlift. Okay, so Brian, just like a squat, he's treating it like that. He sat back. Let's go down one more time. Reach his hips back, activate his glutes and hamstrings, and comes up. Notice his vertical position. Okay? Thank you, Brian. Okay, I'll bring this to you. Next one is a sumo deadlift with a barbell. Okay, same rules apply. Wide base, vertical stance, and back up. Now Brian's going to move his hands out and his feet in. He's going to do a conventional deadlift, okay? Treats it like a squat, vertical, up and down. And the last one, we're going to call it not a straight leg deadlift. That would be bad for your knees and lower back. We're going to call it a stiff leg deadlift. So Brian will have a slight bend in his knees. This is a great hamstring exercise. And back up. Those are the deadlifts.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
Yeah, I'll get right on that, the deadlifts. Right on it, right after
the
show.
With those big donut thingies.
Yeah, I got plenty of those in my house.
Lots of those just laying around.
Lots of them. You know what I also have in my house? Sad Vanderkid because he lost his Super Bowl in fantasy football.
It's over.
Yeah, but you know, you can still take advantage of all sorts of great opportunities with FanDuel, and John Harris has the latest info for you.
Welcome into FanDuel Formula, everybody. I am John Harris, and I've got three bargain basement value players this weekend that you're going to want to have on your roster. Let's start with St. Louis Rams quarterback Case Keenum traveling to San Francisco. Nice ball game for Case against Seattle. Can he do it again? We're banking on it. He's only $6,000 on FanDuel. That's great value. At running back, I just love the name. Joik Bell, yes, for the Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears this weekend in Chicago. $5,300. That's pretty inexpensive, and I think he can give you value in the running and the receiving game. Last and certainly not least, Albert Wilson, who, well, at $5,100, Albert Wilson, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, taking on Oakland at home. I think Wilson could be good value. Gave you a long play earlier this year. Maybe he gets another one against Oakland and Charles Woodson in his last NFL game. Those are your three value plays. Check out FanDuel.com for all your others.
All right. I'm informed.
Bargain basement.
Yeah, I love
that.
It's
like a sale.
It's good stuff. You know what else is good stuff? Tomorrow,
Fan Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
You know what they're bringing back that's really exciting?
What?
Is the mascot bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Toro's mascot bowl.
And, you know, Clutch is going to be there. I think Orbit will be there.
Oh.
Like all these Houston area mascots. Maybe Shasta. I don't know. Shasta, right? That's the Coug, right? Shasta. I think Shasta might be there.
Well, you know what? Sometimes there's celebrities on the other side of the ball, too. This year we've got the Galveston
Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
It's a little kids team. What do you mean celebrities?
Little kids team. But many years ago on the other side of the ball was Derek Carr. Do you remember that in the mascot bowl?
Derek,
I think we had a video on HoustonTexans.com.
Yeah, Derek Carr was a quarterback for some peewee team when he was here, David Carr's little brother, and he still is, but he was very little then.
He was much littler.
And he played against the mascots, and we actually, we ran a video. When he was draft eligible. We thought that was pretty funny.
So you never know what draft prospects might be in this mascot bowl.
Some of these Galveston.
It's an important bowl game to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Prospects.
And after the game, they're going to bring some of the players out to Budweiser Plaza. Now, again, for the Texans to clinch, this is very important. We don't have time to explain all the different scenarios. If they win, they're in. Even if they lose, they might be in. In fact, they're probably in because what is...
Like nine other things have to happen, including Indianapolis winning.
Right.
And if all those things happen and the Texans lose, but we're not even going to go there.
No.
So if the Texans win, they're in. So it's even more special because you were there in the 11 and 12 playoffs.
Yeah.
And especially in 11, fans came out to the stadium
right.
to greet the players, and the players went out and signed autographs. Well, you'll already be here.
Yes, you will. So
and the players are going to come out and do that
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for the show tonight. Have a great time tomorrow. Great weekend. Go Texans!
You might recognize a certain resemblance at the quarterback position. Quarterback for the Texans youth team from Katy is none other than number 8, Derek Carr. There's a handoff. Carr rolls left. That's a play fake his brother would be proud of. Fellas, they're 11 and 12-year-olds. Easy.